participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, PO Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
From anywhere in America. Your toll-free number is 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., our home station, WJFK, 202-432-1067. New York City, our second home, where we're at today, WNEW, 877-692-1027.
All right.
Today will be a momentous show.
Groundbreaking.
The contestants are gathering.
Yes, they are.
In the lobby. The booger eating show is happening.
I am beginning to feel queasy, and it's not because of last night.
If you want to win $1,000, come down to the Don and Mike World Broadcast headquarters at 57th and 7th.
Bring your appetite.
It's the booger eating show. The booger breakfast.
The booger breakfast.
Booger breakfast. $1,000. Totally subjective.
Totally
five,
nude.
Nudity helps.
Right.
Five different people voting. One winner. $1,000. Quality of boogers. Quantity of boogers. It's up to you.
That's right, and it's up to us to judge you completely subjectively, the best contestant will win $1,000.
And again, if you want to, and this would be the way to my heart, bring the bag of boogers that you've already pre-picked. But keep in mind that you all contestants must pick one in front of us and eat one in front of us.
And because everybody has something different they're looking for, I would like the statuesque, blonde, totally nude, a very brief eat, and that would be my favorite.
All right, so as soon as you guys show up, we'll start bringing the contestants in. Somebody wins $1,000. Now, you know, I'll be honest. This contest may fail. We have not asked for people to call in.
Yeah, this is one of those deals where we actually start the show and then ask people to come down the same day.
Now, we've had guys call up and say, I'll be there. But we've not actually gone to the time and trouble to have people call in and pre-register.
We have not registered anyone.
Phone numbers and stuff. So for those of you who are concerned, and I know there's some of you out there who have, voiced your concern that you can't stand to listen
right
to people. people eat their boogers, well, it may not happen. It just depends if people show up or not.
Well, I think like any contest like this, you're going to get people that at the last minute, they get cold feet or cold fingers, as it were.
And, or conversely, in this case, hot feet or hot fingers.
Hot fingers.
Hot fingers.
Hot fingers. Hot fingers.
So so as soon as it happens, God damn it, honey, as soon as the folks get here, we will let you know what happens. I believe our lead story today has to be... You're fighting gutter balls. We already have two guys here to eat their boogers.
Sure.
All right. Bring them in. Bring them in, Johnny, because we're
going to get right to it?
Well, because the guys from One Life to Live aren't here yet.
Ah. Okay, so you want to sneak in a few, get the thing rolling, so to speak?
Suffice to say, your gutter balls were victorious last night, at least in the first game.
Look, guys.
At least in the first game against One Life to Live.
Did we lose the second game?
Yeah, but it was close. How much did we lose by, Rob?
Only 30 pins, and that's not a lot when you're playing five people. You know, that's like six pins a person. So
it was a great time, and we have lots of stories to tell you about the cast of One Life to Live.
Did I bring my bowling ball home?
The people who were there.
It's a good shot that you did. I think I saw you carrying the bag at one point.
You are just a mess.
I win the award.
Welcome
today.
Back, Mike.
Thank you. I said hello to an old friend last night for the second time in less than a week. It's the second time in less than a week that I've
invited him into your home.
I've gone all deep.
Come in, friend.
But you know what? I really thought I would lose my voice, and I think my voice sounds better than yesterday, which would indicate that maybe that's how you get your voice back.
Getting bombed out of your mind.
Yeah, that must be it. Listen to me. Hi, everybody.
It's beautiful.
I didn't sound like that yesterday.
See you at the karaoke bar.
Chris, give me a half hour. It'll probably go again.
I just want to start the show by saying thanks to a very special lady in my life.
Mm.
Wonderful woman. I love her more than life itself.
Wow.
I last night had a couple of drinks, but you know, at Bowmore, they give you, you order a drink, mm-hmm. and then you get it in that little teeny plastic cup.
Right.
So you don't get enough that you're really drunk. Really.
Well, and it gets in the way with your other voice, vice, where you've turned into Winston Churchill.
Well, yeah. I love smoking.
I mean, my God.
I love smoking cigars more than I like drinking.
How many cigars did you smoke last night?
Two.
Okay,
two.
So they're big.
Two.
One in the car. Two at the bowling alley.
One in the car that came in with me
that I
finished. And then for the second game, I lit up a second cigar.
So it's just a big cigar instead of a bunch of little ones.
Yeah, and
comically large cigar.
Hank from One Life to Live, he brought me some Cuban cigars last night.
Also, Nathan?
Yeah.
Enjoys them.
Anyway, here's the point. I was not drunk last night. I got home. We got home late. I got home earlier than some. I got home about, 12:30, quarter to one.
Uh-huh.
I hit the sack. I want to thank my lovely bride for calling me at approximately 5:50 this morning.
Oh, no.
Yeah, just to say hi. Well, now, normally I'm up by that time.
Yeah, you're an early riser.
And she had some stuff that she wanted to discuss, some like projects that she's working on. And
right.
She had been up since 5:30 in the morning working on these various projects for my kids' school.
Right.
And it was the thing where the phone rings and the machine goes off. You know, maybe I can access that at some point tonight.
I hope
you can hear.
Oh, do it now.
So you can hear.
Please.
Oh, Rob,
please.
I'm going to have to call her and ask her how to do it.
Okay.
Because it's the phone system up here. I don't know, because you hear the three rings and you hear her, you know, you hear the, I'm sorry, we're not here. Meanwhile, I'm going, hello? Hello? And while I've got Frida going, if you really need to get a hold of us, please go. And then the real Frida's going, are you awake? Hello, are you awake? Are you there? You know, and it's that deal, once you're awake, bad, you're awake.
Right.
You're awake.
Uh-huh. You're there.
So hi, thanks. Hi, honey.
My wife has never called me at that early hour. As a matter of fact, my wife has never called me. Just a joke, honey, if you're listening.
If anything, I'm just sleep deprived today.
Sure,
I didn't get bombed last night, but I feel goofy today because I'm so tired.
I feel fine.
And you?
I feel wonderful.
Why not?
I feel really, really terrific.
Scott Farrell, you look great.
Right? You were the Mike of old last night.
Yeah. As well as saying hello to an old friend. And, you know, it was festive because every one of those soap stars that said they were going to be there and a few more
they all showed
up, which was kind of exciting.
And, Lisa, you got food poisoning today?
No, I feel great.
You feel great?
What's I doing? Look great?
Yeah.
Such a silly question.
Yeah, she looks great
a
today.
Bad clams. Not
you know,
me.
With the kind of fun that I had last night, I still believe I was not the last one probably in last night. I think Rummington actually probably beat me.
Wow. Rummy, last one home?
You know what? I doubt it. No.
Come on.
I would say I was 5 minutes behind you.
Okay, all right. Rummy was...
Why are you laughing?
Because I like to laugh.
I ask you not.
Okay. All right. Be that way, ass.
Okay.
All right.
It's always like this the day after we go out, isn't it?
I love the dynamic.
Yeah, I love you too, Mike.
It's always like this.
Sure. Well, we had a real good time last night.
Yeah, and as soon as the guys from One Life to Live get here, we'll bring them in. What, you didn't have a good time last night?
No, that was just one of my sighs. Get a little extra oxygen.
Okay.
Trying to get a comfortable spot on the chair today.
And we want to thank everybody for coming out. You know, I was so distressed when we arrived at Bowmore, and we want to thank the good people at Bowmore in Manhattan. They let
is that a great place or what?
They let us bowl past our allotted time.
They could not have been nicer last
We really
night.
Have to say special thanks to Jay at the Bowmore Lanes.
Hey, Jay.
Really let us go like a full hour past our time, and they could not be more cordial, more nice, and the lanes, the pins were falling last night.
Boy, they were for you.
Yeah. So we pull up the, we drive up there, and I see a bunch of our DA listeners who are like holding signs and stuff, and I'm thinking, wow, you know, this is we got a great welcoming committee because they got all the signs. And as it turns out, you got to be 21 to get into Bowmore.
Yeah, this poor kid, this is the second time. Yeah. This is the second time that one kid who informed me when we got there that I had called him a dumbass on the show. This is the same kid that couldn't get in last time.
So those guys couldn't get in. But there were
booger eaters in the studio here. They're just chomping. They're really ready to go.
There were lots of other people who were there. Yeah, okay, let's get to this. Let's start. You'll be first, my friend. What is your name?
My name's Anthony.
Anthony, where are you from?
I'm from Jersey.
Anthony from Jersey. All right. Now, Anthony, what are you going to be doing? Do you have prepackaged boogers?
I haven't touched my nose in the last 2 days. Nothing. It should be a nice...
All right.
You know.
I know exactly how I'm doing this now.
How?
I'm not looking.
Yeah, Mike, you have to look.
Maybe I'll glance.
I'm
going to use peripheral vision.
Yes. You got to look so you can vote.
All right.
Because don't forget, the five of us are voting on a 1 to 10 scale.
Boy, it's not a good day for me to be doing this.
With the winner getting, you should have thought of that last night.
I couldn't help. You know, it's the schedule, man. I can't help it.
I should have thought about that last night.
Last night, bowling, celebrating. Today, booger eating. I mean, I can't do that. You make those decisions. What am I going to do? I just have to come to work.
Our first contestant, Anthony. This is going to be a live pick. You know what we need to do, Rob? We need to move the guest mic a little to the contestant's right so that I can... Because I got the computer screens in front of me.
There you go. Yeah, get further over to the right, the better.
And Lisa, hey, Rummington, I realize that you are not suffering from food poisoning today, but you need to be in here as well since you're one of the judges. And, John, is there any way that we can get a digital camera in here? I know that this is something that we'd love to share with listeners on WNEW.com.
I might boot.
Yeah.
I am seriously, even the thought of just looking at this guy, knowing what he's going to do, but we've all got to look.
Listen, it's nothing that you don't see guys doing driving down their cars every day of the week.
Booger eating has never fazed you as much as it fazes me. So when's he going
to
do it?
I'm going to dedicate this one to you.
Hold on. Are all the judges here? Do we want to wait for Johnny with the camera? Johnny, well, you know what? Let's just get going.
All right.
Let's get going. All right, Anthony, we are ready.
No. Can I set a couple of rules here? No flicking, no wiping. It is finger to mouth. It is, and you know what?
But you know what? You got to display it though.
Do we have any like paper towels or anything like really?
No, of course not.
Oh no.
Well, I mean, in case like when he's done.
Oh, Mike, if there's any problem, this whole counter will be washed with
and disinfected,
and then head cleaning fluid. 98% pure alcohol.
Listen, anything that he's got on his finger, he can wipe on his shirt.
Okay,
or on his pants.
Okay.
He doesn't want to get that.
You want
shirt
me to
dirty?
Wipe it on this wonderful Stephen Davis jersey that I'm wearing?
Yeah, well, or whatever. Hold on. The camera. cameras are on their way into the city. Forget it. We're just going to have to do the first couple of contestants.
As we have determined, WNEW is simply the best equipped radio station on the planet.
Yeah, we wanted a tape recorder last night to record stuff with the soap opera stars. As it turns out,
right.
The station only has one tape recorder.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And it was being used.
And at any given time, it has one tape recorder and three batteries.
And I guess that plays
data. But if you want a vintage album, they're all kept in vaults.
I guess all of the all the cameras were down at the bowling alley last night.
And they're on their way in with our promotions guys. So he took two cameras to make sure we got all the pictures.
All right, well, we'll start this without pictures.
And if need be, I can always give a repeat performance.
Sure you can. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the first contestant in the Booger Breakfast. Say hello to Anthony. Anthony, go ahead. Now, he's using
his pinky.
Pinky?
Yeah,
that's fine.
Now, I need to see it. Let me see it.
Hold on.
Come over this way. Let me see it. Let me take a look at it. You know, Mike, that's... Look at it. It's just... It's a small, mucusy booger.
But stop.
I see it.
Buzz, have you seen it?
Not quite.
All right, come over and show Buzz.
No, Buzz, next time you're going over there to look...
All right.
You're going over there to look at it, Buzz, okay?
All right,
you want to see it better?
All right,
Anthony, you ready?
Yeah,
go
I'm
ahead.
Ready.
Eat away. Okay.
He's making
there
a
you
face.
Go.
Let's give a nice round of applause to Anthony.
How was it, Anthony?
Yes. Oh, it was very salty, not unlike ocean water.
Hey! Atlantic or Pacific?
All right, everybody, now you will want to get out your paper. Thank you, Anthony. And remember, you are grading contestant number one, Anthony, on a 1 to 10 scale.
Wow.
On a 1 to 10 scale.
Mm-hmm. Lisa, do you think he's a 6'5"?
let's meet our second contestant who's here. What is your name, my friend?
Hi. Hello, my name is David.
Hi, Dave. Where are you from?
Brooklyn.
All right, now, Dave, do you have prepackaged boogers?
No.
So this is just going to be the live pick?
Yeah.
All right. What finger will you be using?
This one here.
That would be
the index.
The index finger.
Index finger.
Okay, go ahead. Dig and find a good one. Come on now. You got to give me this, guys. There's something funny about watching guys pick their nose.
Oh, he's come up dry.
He's working on it.
He's got a dry hole.
Gone in for a second attempt.
He's trying. Was that the S word that I heard there?
Oh, he's going up past the first knuckle.
He's going into his sinus cavity.
Come on,
attempt.
Give me this. Isn't it funny watching a guy?
He's got it, Don. He's got it.
All right, hold on. Let me see it. Let me see it. I got to take a look at it.
Oh, darn.
Okay. Thank you, Buzz. I see it. I saw it then when he got it.
That reminds me of a character from The Simpsons, Krusty the Clown.
You should also.
You are. You're good at this.
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
You're a good ringmaster. That is a nasty one, isn't it?
Yeah, okay. Think your score, the cleanliness of his fingernails as well.
Are they dirty,
yeah,
Rob?
They've got. Yeah, he looks like he's touched soil.
Are you ready?
All right, go ahead.
What's this guy's name?
David.
All right, Dave. Contestant number two. Go ahead. Eat it now. And how is it?
Salty. Another right. Salty.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Anthony. Get out of here, guys.
Get out of here, boys. Thank you.
We'll keep this contest going throughout the show.
I'm
going
to be okay.
Let me just say I'm saddened that neither of our first two contestants came down with a bag of pre-produced boogers.
But, Don, you know, with the rules of the contest being what they are, they were able to adhere to the rules.
Yeah.
And they went with fresh live boogers.
And I'm hoping that future contestants will spend a little more time on presentation. Not necessarily the presentation of the booger, but just the way they present themselves.
Yes, very much so, Rob.
Come on, it was funny watching
guys.
Oh,
it was good.
It's funny watching
the
guys.
The actual funniest part, in my opinion,
picking.
Is the pick.
The pick.
When they go into the nasal cavity, that's the real comedic value.
Yeah.
But Dave, actually, after that, I start floating in the room. I really start getting a little queasy.
Dave actually ate with great panache, great flair, I thought. You know, the picking, nothing special, but the eating, I thought he showed a little
And, you know, like
style.
All contestants that are first, you have to kind of grade low, because you never know what you're going to say.
Moderate, sure.
Yeah, but suffice to say, the fact that they were both here at the beginning of the show, at least with my vote, elevated them
very good.
A little bit.
All right, yes.
And I must applaud the gusto of the second guy, Dave.
Dave was an enthusiastic eater.
He was digging for gold.
I thought really that he was going to pull something out that might be his eye.
And exceptional pressure under fire, because remember, the first two attempts yielded no phlegm at all.
That's
well,
right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the get-go stages of the Booger Breakfast.
Right
here we
now.
Go. It started. It has officially started.
Does it taste like candy?
Candy. No,
hello.
Salty, Rob.
Hello. That's what they all say. It tastes salty.
Seawater, that's the one. That's when I really start.
Hello.
Seawater.
Not in Mike's show.
Hey, guys, why didn't you warn me about this wedding ring thing? My wife she knuckled me out last night. She says, you do this, I expect the divorce papers nailed to the door and your stuff outside.
Why, like you don't eat boogers when you're not with her?
Well, I run in the bathroom, jail with one hand and flaring my septum ring with the other.
Is this the burping guy?
I don't think so. I think this
guy's on the level. No, this guy's on the level. Brooklyn.
This guy's on the level. His wife just won't let him enter the booger contest.
Well, is it fear of embarrassment? She doesn't want you to do it on the radio? Is that what it is?
And this is the sentence I got. Whatever you do represents me. I can't talk about her. I got the shock factor already. My hand's numb.
All right, my friend. Thanks, Paul.
I'm picking one for you, Don.
All right, thank you.
Later. Toodaloo, dumbass.
All right. Toodaloo, ass.
Do you think his wife tastes like the sea?
Oh, yeah, salty.
No, I meant the letter C.
Oh, the sea.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You know, see you in Toledo.
Sure.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Why not?
See you next Tuesday. Hello.
What's up?
You got to speak up. We can hardly hear you.
This is one of your favorite DAs from the bowling alley, Maurice, outside. Couldn't get in.
Oh, are you one of those guys that's under 21 that come to all our events that you can't get into?
Yeah, I'm the black one that handed out the flyers that I'm having Lisa's baby.
That was funny.
First
laugh of the evening.
This guy had a lot of people had signs and presentations. This guy had flyers he had made that said, I'm having, Lisa's having my baby.
And then there was a guy inside the bowling alley that actually had 50 or 60 signs that he was showing to us all.
Oh, I've heard it. Fake ads.
Listen, I here's the concept. He explained it to me before we started.
Yeah, what was he doing?
Okay, he said, you know how when you watch a baseball game that they got the sign behind home plate that changes all the time?
Sure.
He said, and this guy went to incredible time and trouble. He said, I've got about 50 ads.
They were hysterical.
Yes,
they were.
What I'm going to do is stand in the corner, and as each of you guys gets up to bowl, I have a different ad that I'm going to hold up.
And he did.
John has just instant messaged me that they are in the bag with the cameras. We have them all.
Of course.
And you will see pictures on the website of all of these guys' ads.
Fantastic.
They had one for you that was for Paxil.
Yeah, they had one where I was like arm in arm with Winona Ryder. It was just hysterical.
They were so weirdly conceived.
They were very weirdly conceived.
I had one featuring Carrot Top for Wendy's in my honor.
Yeah, I don't even remember what the one was for me.
I remember mine was just a bottle and it said... from the Spiewak Vineyards, white wine.
White wine.
White wine.
Yeah, I'd like that.
And I know there was one for Lisa that just had a giant picture of Lisa's face.
There was like 60 for Lisa.
Face.
On your face.
Surely. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Oh, and the guys from One Life to Live are in their limo on the way here.
Oh, very good.
Hello.
Excellent. Speak to us.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
All right, let me try.
Well, I'm trying.
Vincent?
Oh.
Vincent. Oh, hold on. There you go.
Hey, Vincent, that was my fault. I'm sorry. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, this is gross, this boogering contest.
Hey, very good observation.
Yeah, but you're listening, right?
When I was in the Marine Corps, these two guys did a gross-out contest. They picked each other's boogers and stuck each booger in each mouth and then spit in each other's mouth to wash it down.
That sounds gay.
Yeah, that's very gay.
I think about yacked.
The few, the proud.
There you go. I see a future for you in color commentary.
Thank you. Ooh, hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Keith Jackson.
Okay.
You're on the air. Hello there.
Hello.
Yeah, turn your radio down, please. Hi.
I'm playing the home version.
All right.
Woo-hoo.
Thank you, my friend.
You bet.
Okay.
You bet.
This has our audience all a quiver.
You bet.
You bet.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. What's up?
Hi.
It's Joe. And I'm not just a dumbass. I'm a hard luck dumbass.
Oh, you're one of the guys outside who couldn't get in?
That's me.
Well, yeah. That's a shame, but as we said, you just have to grow up.
I know, you're right, Mike. Don't worry about it.
Either
that
or you guys finally have to get some fake IDs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Can you help me out? I mean, where the hell do I go? I'm lost here.
Able to go to any street corner in New York and get a fake ID, for God's sakes.
Well, with the heightened security in the United States, Don and I unfortunately had to close one of our businesses.
Oh, down on the Ocean City Boardwalk, we had we have two businesses.
Business is done.
First, we have the Dynamite Pap smear van,
right?
And then we had the Dynamite fake ID van.
Oh, the three businesses, and then the Dynamite bikini waxing.
Yeah,
right.
And we've had to close down the fake ID van.
It was the best one in Ocean City, Maryland.
Yeah. Sure was.
It was fantastic. You could go in. At one point during the summer peak time,
15-minute wait.
That's it.
For the whole shebang.
And the Pap Smear van, there was a line around, like a line for Phillips Seafood House.
Absolutely.
To get into the Dynamite Pap Smear van.
Yeah, and you get a free apron.
And a similar smell.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, sorry you couldn't get in.
Hey, that's all right. You know, I'll see you guys at Norwalk. I was talking to Lisa. I mean, you saw three out of the five guys that are going to be on our team. We'll bring you up to crappy-ass Rockland County and, you know, probably beat us. So, you know, see you guys.
All right, see ya.
Hey, good day to you.
Good day to you, sir.
Toodaloo.
Yeah, it's too bad. Toodaloo ass. That we get there and there's like these 20 guys and we think that they're there to greet us.
Right.
And as it turns out, they're bummed out that they can't get inside the bowling alley.
Yeah, second time that's happened in Manhattan.
They couldn't get inside the alley. Tim and the other guys from One Life to Live are on the way here, so I think we'll wait to give you the total bowling recap. And we had a hell of a night with them and a hell of a night after we bowled with them.
Wow.
Suffice to say, I had all of my questions about the inside workings of the TV show One Life to Live answered.
They could not have been more forthcoming. They were wonderful people. They wanted to have a good time.
Yep.
And you get the award for asking the tough questions early and often.
Yeah, the well, you know, I promised the person that I wouldn't mention specifics.
Yeah, I would say that if you do, that could, like, the whole thing could unravel.
Yeah. Let me just say that there's a romance on the show. There is a romance on the show.
Way to talk in code. In the story or behind the scenes?
No, in the story, on the show.
All right.
That I said to one of the many male stars who was there last night.
Yes.
I said to him, you must have to drink very heavily before you start a love scene with your current love interest.
And I thought that was a beautiful way to initiate the dialogue on that subject, which fascinates both of us.
And he said, you could not be more wrong.
Right.
Oh, and then I said to him, all things being equal, would you F this woman? And he said,
this is like 10 minutes after we get there.
And he said, yes.
Yeah, and he was sincere. And then, you said last night he was sincere.
Yeah, and then I asked the another actor on the show who's not romantically involved with this cast member.
Right.
On the show. I don't know about in personal life, but his character has nothing to do with this woman. And I said, let me ask you something, really. Would you F her? And he said, I would F her in a heartbeat.
Wow.
I think she's probably the best F on our cast.
Wow. And they were sincere.
And I'm telling you, if I was to...
Let me remind you, though, they are actors.
No. They did say, if you want to hear bad stuff about people, we'll tell you bad stuff. And they told me...
this person, absolutely not.
They told me some bad stuff about some other people on the show, of the backbiting stuff, some of the stuff that goes on with the with the arguments about who's going to get what and what happens during love scenes and stuff like that.
Rob is absolutely right. The camera does add 75 pounds.
But I was amazed that both of these guys said, not only would we effer, I said, and again, all things being equal, none of us being married, those who were married, they said, if you were alone with her, you'd want to F her.
And they were sincere.
And I am absolutely amazed. And I will not give the name of the actress.
I will not run. Now, will you see her in a new light when you see her on television now, knowing what you know?
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it, and I'm gonna think of the things that they told me.
Right. Okay.
I'm gonna think of the things that they told me.
That's interesting.
And the things that she does.
Right.
And I'm gonna think she gives her all in those scenes.
Well, that's a good thing, and they were both sincere.
Yeah.
To the best of your knowledge.
Yes, they. And I know because they did tell me bad stuff about other people on the show.
Okay.
And they told me.
We would all agree, and we're not saying this just because we bowled with these people last night, but really, to an individual, there was not one a-hole in the group last night.
No, I mean,
the soap stars were, and we have done things with soap stars where we hated all of them.
Oh, like those douchebags from Days of Our Lives.
It almost seems like, really, it's the cast itself. I mean, you either get a cast of people that are full of themselves, or you get a large group of people that are really cool, like they were. They were not, there was no ego, they were very, very nice people, I think they had a great time.
Like our show.
No ego.
The girl who plays Vicky's daughter on the show, incidentally.
Erin
is her name.
She could not have been nicer.
But I want to tell you something. Again, you know what they should do on the TV show?
Right.
They should fix her up like she gets fixed up in real life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I'm telling you, she was one of the girls. I think we alluded to it yesterday that on the show, when they mentioned she was coming, we were less than enthusiastic.
Sure.
When we saw her in person, God damn, is she a knockout.
Well, and you know, as I said to her last night, I said, how many people walk up to you and say, hey, I've watched you grow up? And she said, you know, that's all she ever gets.
Yeah, she was a little girl on the show.
We really have. We've kind of watched her grow up on the show.
She's a woman.
She's all woman.
She is absolutely all woman in her hip hugger jeans.
Yes, yes, yes.
Her little belly shirt she had on last night.
That little sergeant stripes that she was wearing on her little military shirt.
Yeah, and all the girls who were there were very hot. Yep.
Who was the woman with the black hair?
Do you mean the mulatto woman?
Yes. Who was she? Oh. She was.
I don't know who she is on the show.
She was she's an extra or a
recurring role.
Atmosphere.
She's a recurring role.
Gina was her name.
Gina.
Liked her.
Stickney said that if you watch, she's got a national television spot for a phone company coming out. Watch for her. She's an up-and-comer.
She is.
She's hot.
Very, very beautiful.
A little heavy.
She's hot.
Right. Heavy like your right pinky.
Right.
I will say this about Lisa's boyfriend, the guy that she was crazy about.
Well, there were two guys that Lisa was crazy about. There was one, the guy with the backwards hat.
Teddy.
And then there was the Latin lover. That's who she went nuts about.
Now, as it turns out, this guy Teddy, who's a new character on One Life to Live.
Right.
He grew up in Chevy Chase, Maryland, so he grew up listening to our show.
Oh.
And as a matter of fact, he went to the same school that my kid is going to. And the whole time I'm talking to him last night, I'm figuring that he's like a stagehand or something.
Right.
I didn't find out until today that he's on the show. He's like a character on the show.
And he could not have been nicer too. Really good guy.
So he's one that Lisa likes. The other one that Lisa likes is the guy who, if you go to the One Life to Live webpage, he's there. He's got his shirt off and he's got that Hispanic, swarthy, good-looking thing happening.
Well, he's from Cuba originally. So he is. I forgot. Is it Dave? Is David? Is that his name?
His name is David something.
David and another really nice. Nice guy.
Let me just say this, as one who's been in that situation myself,
yes,
and has been around people, he was so high last night.
It was unbelievable.
That guy, he was his eyes. He was like a CM. He had the Chinaman eyes. He would go to bowl. His bowling was like buzzes all over the place.
And, see, I didn't notice that. Of course, there's a lot I didn't notice.
And as soon as the food arrived.
Uh-huh.
My God, he was on that like nobody's business.
He dove into it.
Have we ever seen anyone throw the ball harder than that individual?
Yes, no. The upper body strength, Rob.
Yeah, well, I throw the ball hard, and I'm like a woman. I mean, he's just throwing the ball like nuts.
And to say that Lisa is infatuated with him would be an understatement, a mass understatement. She's got him on the screensaver right now.
Very good.
Oh, I got to tell you what Rob and I did yesterday. This is great fun.
It's a good game.
I urge anyone who is on AOL or Microsoft, you got instant messaging, you got to do this. It's after the show yesterday.
Right.
Shock, Mike's already gone. And it's Lisa, Rob, and I, and we're in the office. And Lisa is instant messaging Gwendy, who works back at WJFK.
Yeah, IMing, as they call it, instant messaging. It's now the rage. That's right. What everybody does.
And they're writing stuff about, I think at one point Lisa writes, oh, my boyfriend's going to be there tonight. You know, this guy that she likes.
Right.
And now keep in mind that it's got Gwendy's screen name.
Yep.
And then it has Lisa's screen name.
And once you open the dialogue, it's like opening a key. You're there and you're sure. In and, right. And that's it.
So what I do is I go to the keyboard and under the Lisa's screen name, I type the response, I'm not very into oral, but tonight I will be. I can't wait to drink his his love is the word that I will use now.
And that's and you're on now in the place of Lisa.
As Lisa. And I hit send, and she writes back, gross. So she still thinks that it's Lisa, right? Then I write back, I'm going to cover myself.
Right.
With his love.
You seem to be on a theme there.
And put it in my dookie.
Oh, no.
Spelled D-O-O-K-I-E.
So meanwhile, Gwendy back at the home office.
She's convinced she's talking to Lisa.
She thinks all this potty talk is coming from Lisa Herndon.
And Don is relentless. And, I mean, just when you think he won't go somewhere else,
right.
He goes to the next level.
Well, you guys were telling me last night, didn't at some point you said, hey, they're gone now?
Yeah.
They were fooling around and then you got back on again.
Well, but, and I typed that.
Right.
That, because she figured out eventually, because Rob then joined the party and...
Right.
Right.
Rob typed in his share of dirty stuff, and she finally figured out that it wasn't Lisa. And she wrote, "Who's there?" And I wrote, as Lisa again, I wrote, "Don and Rob are here. Geez, these a-holes won't leave me alone."
Right.
And then she writes back, and she writes, "Tell them they're not funny."
Right.
And then I write back, I wait like three or four seconds, I write back, "I just locked the door. They're gone. God damn, they bother me sometimes."
And then you went like a couple of lines before you got dirty again.
Then I did some serious stuff like,
right.
"So I have an appearance in Springfield this weekend," and she writes back, "Yes." And then immediately I go right back to, "I can't wait to drink his love."
Oh, no!
"I can't wait to bathe in his love."
Hold on, Lisa's coming in.
You realize that none of my friends will ever trust me to speak to me
on the so.
Words were used like buckets. Words were used like puddles.
Incredible.
It was a marvelous conversation.
You crazy kid.
It's great fun.
It sounds like a blast, and it's something you can play in any office in the country.
Fantastic.
End of friendship today.
It's fantastic because, you know, Gwendy finally, you know, obviously figured out that we were goofing around, but if you happen to be at work and you walk away from your computer, for God's sakes, close the IM window.
Well, I would imagine the potential for inter-office tomfoolery is limitless. You could really cause some trouble if you wanted to.
Someone could walk up to your computer if you leave the window open, the IM window open, and type something awful, and it apparently would come from you.
You know, I picture coworkers side by side, and somebody's instant mailing their boss, and they leave it open, and they go to get like a piece of paper, and the rival coworker slides over into the cubicle and's like, you know, "I hate you. I hate working here.
F you.
You're an ass.
F you.
I'll be right in, ass.
Eat my boogers."
Wow.
Listen, the story here today is that this airplane, this hijacking, I want to tell you something. I have never felt better about, I'm going to give them a plug, American Airlines.
Yeah, and this is a trend which you're seeing now on airlines, and I think it's fantastic.
The deal is this. The plane is going from Miami to Buenos Aires.
Right.
Some moron rushes the cockpit.
Mm-hmm.
He gets past the door. The pilot pulls out an axe.
Co-pilot.
Yeah, the co-pilot pulls out an axe. And chops the guy with an axe.
Right. Knocks the guy out.
This is really what America's all about.
Well, this is really...
I'm not kidding. I'm so proud.
This is the type of thing where there's, you know, they have contingencies. They got to defend themselves. And way to go, guys. That's
an
the way it's
axe.
Done.
The co-pilot pulls out an axe.
Did they mess the guy up pretty bad? Do we have any word on...
We don't have any report on the extent of his injuries.
Has the plane landed
yet? Yes, it is safely on the ground now in Buenos Aires.
Fantastic.
How great is that, though? That you've got some dick who wants to do something to the plane.
Yeah, and we don't know, you know, anything about this guy yet. We don't know what his deal is.
But the co-pilot with an axe.
With an axe, which they have said they're going to use whatever weapons are at their disposal.
And that's great preventative stuff, because now, I mean, someone will think twice before they ask on a beverage cart.
And we're actually waiting to find out, how far he got into the cockpit, you know, why was the door secured, you know, all this good stuff.
But anyway, all we know for sure is that the good guys have won.
Yes.
The co-pilot had an axe.
A fire axe.
Tina, bring me the axe.
That is beyond great. Log one for the good guys.
Amen.
Let's clear the lines now. Is Tim here yet? I see,
I just saw Richard.
All right, they must be in the building. Okay, we'll talk with the soap guys. And listen, don't forget the booger eating contest. It's begun.
Yes, Anthony and Dave, thank you for your participation.
It's begun. Come on down. Now, you need to call in to win a prize. 877-365-3636 or 202-432-1067 or 877-692-1027. We'll be right back.
I'm not back in 10 minutes. They call the cops. Standard operating procedure.
Here's some standard operating procedure. Stay the f*** away from Tony Soprano. Shut the f*** up and listen. It's over. Capisce? Over and done. You call or go anywhere near him or his family, and they'll be scraping your nipples off these fine leather seats.
Your source for bad horse, the Don and Mike Show.
Hi there. You'll be glad to know that there's more contestants here for the Booker contest.
Ah.
we've had to turn some of them away because some of them are not 21.
I saw some of the guys out in the lobby, and there's one guy that certainly is 21. He's very much 21, or a hell of a lot older.
Every day of 21.
You know, just for all the contestants in the booger eating contest, when I'm walking through the hallway,
yeah,
I'm glad to see all of you, but please don't think I'm rude when you don't get the handshake.
Absolutely.
You understand.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Better now than after.
Hello.
I am caller 100.
Right, you are. And what's your name, please?
Dave.
Dave, where are you from?
D.C.
Dave, here you go. You've won the PlayStation 2 game, Maximo Ghost to Glory. This is exclusive from Blockbuster Video. It's an exclusive there through February 18th. But wait, there's more. You've also won a dozen donuts and a box of Joe from Dunkin' Donuts. Thank you for listening.
Do you have any Vermont Teddy Bears left?
Yes. Thank you.
Can I have one of those, please?
No. Thank you.
We have them right by the box of ingratitude.
There you go. Thank you for listening.
It's always nice when you give away a nice prize to somebody and they ask for something else.
I'd hate it for him to get disconnected.
Yes, we do have we have lots of Vermont teddy bears that we'll be giving away. Yeah,
we filled them even after he called.
as a matter of fact, as we get closer to Valentine's Day. Now we have a mystery guest coming on the show.
Ooh. Very exciting.
And we're going to run the mystery guest through the harmonizer. And I know that... some people, I heard back at the radio station that the people in the office who were playing along back at WJFK were disappointed that the mystery guest was Jake Steinfeld, someone we've had on the show before.
Well, yeah, you certainly can understand that.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't.
Well, you know, listen, here's the deal. I didn't, we've had Body by Jake on the show like a million times.
Right. Yeah.
It's pretty much the only way I could think to spice up.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what you do.
And he's a friend of the show, and we want him to plug his book. However, today's mystery guest,
legitimate television star,
a true mystery guest, Rob knows who it is.
Yeah.
Rob will back me up. A legitimate television star.
Absolutely.
Who had a legitimate hit television series.
Now, will I be able to play with the listeners with this?
You'll be able to. However, I'd like you to simply write down
the answer if I get it. Okay.
And that's coming up in how long, Lisa? What is that, 10 minutes or something like that? Okay. Why don't we bring Tim and Teddy in?
Okay.
Tim and Teddy.
While we're waiting for the mystery guest.
And Lisa's teddy bear.
You guys will be able to call on the toll-free lines, and if you guess who the mystery guest is, you'll win $100. Yeah, Lisa's got a thing for
I said Lisa's teddy bear. I said this is one of your mates here.
Here you go now.
One of the men you lusted after last night, Lisa.
Here you go.
Here, 20 of them.
From One Life to Live.
Tim, don't ask me for that kind of direction at this hour of the morning.
Tim, that is
God's sake.
That is the booger mic. That is the booger mic. Joining us now, Tim Stickney from One Life to Live and Teddy. Now, Teddy, what role do you play on One Life to Live?
I play the role of Chad.
Chad.
Looks like a Chad. That's a great name.
But Chad
is a soap opera name if I've ever heard of it.
Chad's misunderstood. He's easily influenced.
He's a working class kid in a rich town.
Have you banged anybody on the show yet? And I don't mean that off, off camera. I'm talking about have you banged any other characters yet on the show?
No. Chad's been on for more or less a year, but on and off. I'll appear every now and again. But storylines are being developed, and interesting stuff should be on the horizon.
All right, now, I'm not trying to slam the show, okay? And I'm not doing this, but I just want you to prepare, Ted, for the eventuality that is young actors on One Life to Live. At some point, the producers will come to you and ask you to do a scene with a woman three times your age. just get ready for that. That's going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, what was that? Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I think
they're playing with the harmonica.
Playing with the harmonizer back at home, I think, for the mystery guest. So, Tim, RJ from One Life to Live, you, in fact, did deliver the big names last night. They all showed up.
Yeah, I said to Tim last night that, based on the turnout, Tim's got to be popular among his castmates because everybody showed up.
You had, I know Hank by his real Hank is the DA on the show.
Yeah, his real name is Nathan.
Right, okay.
And he could not have been that. We had a great time with him last night. Yeah, right. Fantastic.
And then you have Vicky's daughter, who and her real name is
Erin,
and she is much more a POA than we thought. Watching her on TV,
I could not have been nicer last night.
And then there was Gina, who was equally hot.
My God, Gina had to leave a little early. Damn it!
And then there was David. Now, who does David play on the show?
David Fumero is Christian.
Christian.
Oh, he's Vega.
He's Christian.
Yeah, he's Lisa, our producer's Cuban heartthrob.
And he was trust me.
on this. High as a kite last night. he was all ginged up last
Must
night.
Be a mistake.
I am absolutely positive.
Then there was my friend Jimmy Cover.
Yeah, now he plays Ben Davidson on the show.
And right. His real name, he's got a weird real name.
Mark Derwin.
Okay. Now you guys call him Derwin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know why you let us do that.
Yeah, because I heard that. See, I was trying to get all the names right, you know, with character names and everything, and they were calling the guy Derwin, and I'm like Derwin. Derwood Kirby, or what the hell's going on here?
But again, you know, Tim really brought with him the people that we recognize.
Oh, yeah, big time.
From the show One Life to Live, and everybody in the bowling alley recognized that. You guys had a lot of fans there last night.
Anybody that was a fan of that show, that soap opera, would have been, you know, very pleased last night.
Yeah, they were, and you know, frankly, there were more people there to see them than see us, but that's
sure.
That's fine. We're
including
down to
including half the population of the radio station, people we've never spoken to before. They're like, we haven't met bowling tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, F you.
Yeah, normally we have one guy with a camera there, and it's Johnny. Last night, I think all three station cameras were there to take pictures of you guys.
Right.
We should let...
Four people on the promotion staff.
Showed up last night.
I thought that was pretty good coverage.
We should let you know that, for the record, it was a split. We won the first game, and the One Life to Live team won the second game.
And we were unable to complete a third game because too many of us were on the unable to play list.
Yeah. Oh, and also they wanted to kick us out. We had run past our allotted time.
We had a great time, though.
I will tell you this, that even though we are ebony and ivory, I do believe, and now looking at him today,
yes,
I'm telling you, that, you know, I'm adopted.
Right.
And this is the truth, Tim. You know what? You might want to check with your mom to see if your mom ever had a thing going with a white guy. Because listen to how similar.
Where are you going with
this? No.
So
No. Tim and I talk, and I talked with Tim's wife last night, who's there.
So did I. Very a lovely woman.
Wonderful lady.
Brought her twin sister.
You will notice that Tim is wearing today an authentic NFL jersey.
Right.
The old Browns.
Right. The old Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland Browns, right.
Okay. Now, who else do you know who's a grown man who would be dumb enough to wear authentic NFL uniforms? I'm just pointing this out.
So is your point that you two guys are twin sons of different mothers?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Now listen to this. Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the only man in the world who you know who watches NFL Europe?
You.
No.
That's me.
Tim Stickney watches NFL Europe. He tapes it.
Can I say to
third.
Both of you, I am very...
Third.
I am very, very sorry for that.
Third. Who would go to an arena football game?
Attend one?
I own season tickets.
But not only attend one.
What? He's trumped you.
But hold on. Who watches arena football
on
television?
You do.
So does the game, man.
So does Tim.
But wait a minute. I mean, not only has he matched you, did you say you have season tickets to arena football? Yes.
I was in the third row, but I got a phone call, and now I'm
in the front row.
I'm going with Tim, and I can match him on that we are getting an arena team in D.C. sometime in the next 2 years. I have already applied for my season tickets.
That's it.
We are pathetic.
We are.
On the pathetic scale of football fans, you guys are number one.
We are pathetic. We play the same video games over and over again.
Well, it's arena football. It's no surprise they put Tim in the front row. Anybody with any level of celebrity, grabbing him around his ankles going, get down here. They have TV cameras there, so why not?
And listen, the NFL Europe thing is the thing that I was sitting down. First, Tim and I were talking about it, and then I was sitting down talking to his wife, and I said, I understand that your husband watches NFL Europe, and she says, yeah, he tapes the games. And I said, so do I.
Oh.
So do I.
Boy, yeah.
And I think it was your wife who mentioned to me that it's possible that we were separated at birth.
Well, didn't, speaking of arena football, didn't Kurt Warner come from the ranks of arena football?
Yes, he did with his
Barnstormers.
The Iowa Barnstormers with their queer helmets that
thank
have,
you. Thank you, pathetic guys.
The queer helmets that had, like, goggles on the top of them and wings.
I have to let Don win. You get to be the coolest, because I had and did not miss a game to the XFL. I had Hitman tickets. I have an authentic Hitman helmet.
The XFL, which was on for, about an hour?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't miss a game.
Wow. You know, one of the funny things when you're bowling, you hear a lot of conversations, and I'm going up to throw a ball last night, and hear Don saying to Timothy, yes, but the Rhine Fire.
We're really seriously discussing. They like NFL football in Germany.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, we are pathetic. So, Tim, what was the the response from your castmates after the bowling last night? Did they hate us? Did they?
No, they had a good time. They really liked you all, and you know, we want to do it again.
Yeah, we ought to. You know,
especially since we split. So that, you know,
there has to be a rematch.
We should definitely do a rematch. Make it bigger and better than it was. It's going to be incredible.
And Teddy, are you interested in Lisa?
she's very attractive. I find her very, very sweet as well.
She is totally into you.
I got the impression she was into Christian Vega.
You're right about that.
I overheard as we were discussing a second ago, hearing bowling alley conversations that I'm about to bowl and I hear her scream out, "Nice ass!" And I know that she's talking about David. Right. She was not talking about me.
Sure.
Yeah. No, Lisa, come on in.
Look at those buns. When you heard Lisa screaming, you know, "nice ass" at the top of her lungs of the bowling, that's Lisa's version of playing hard to get.
All right, now Lisa, the guy that was high, and incidentally, he in real life, he's the boyfriend of what's her name, right? Yeah, of Vicky's daughter.
Yeah, of Jessica Buchanan, Aaron.
Right, Aaron. Right. So he's taken. So being as he's off the market. Teddy moves up the list, right?
There is no list.
There is no list. But you do. But you are infatuated with him. Are you infatuated with him?
Infatuated?
Would you like to give him a hug?
I don't think. I probably still reek of booze. Probably not a good idea today. Maybe another time.
No, come on. Give him a hug.
Come on, just a little hug. Over there.
There you go. There's a Listerine breath thing for you.
I'm going to do. Yeah. She's waiting for it to go to work.
I hate those things.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right, now, Teddy, so helpful. Okay, give her a hug. There you go. How about a kiss?
There you go.
She's running. No kiss? And I'm just trying to make you happy, because I find when you are getting your penicillin, you're an easier person to be with.
Are you saying that as of late I've been not easy to be with?
You're charming as always. However, you know, a shot of penicillin might loosen you up a little bit.
You're probably right.
Yeah. Huh?
And you know, soap opera penicillin is the best kind of penicillin.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what the ladies say.
That'll make you feel good.
That's right.
That'll solve whatever ails you.
God, it was wild last night. It really was. I mean, it was absolute. I mean, wild. I know wild is a Bob Hope word.
Wild, my.
Wild, ladies and gentlemen, wild.
Hey, let's bring in a booker contestant now and let Tim and Teddy watch what's going on here.
Now, Timothy shared something with me during the break where he commiserates with Buzz Burbank in that Timothy says
good
he has never picked and eaten there's ever in his life.
You're a liar, Tim.
My credibility.
You're a liar. Teddy, have you ever picked your nose and eaten it?
Yes.
Of course. Thank you, Teddy.
Matter of fact, no hesitation whatsoever.
An honest man, Mike.
All right, good.
Here's our next contestant.
Oh, I am not real happy about the size of that bag at all.
Now, Tim and Teddy, you can be our celebrity panelists. You cannot vote, but you can validate what's happening here.
Teddy completely unfazed by the prospect of booger eating in this
studio.
Yeah. Tim, however, has moved very far away.
Sir, what is your name, our latest contestant?
I would like to be referred to as the artist formerly known as D.A. Nick.
D.A. Nick.
D.A. Nick.
And may I say, what do you have in that bag?
Lunch. I bought my lunch, but it's not quite finished yet. It's still cooking, if you catch my drift.
Okay. All right. What do you got in the bag? Hold on.
It's on bread.
He's got a piece of bread.
You know, Rob had mentioned presentation.
He had two pieces of bread.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Buzz. I'm practically sitting in Buzz's lap.
You know what he's going to do. I know what he's going to do.
Yes,
he's not going to blow his nose into the bread, I think.
Wow.
Is that your plan?
Yeah, I've been sick for 2 days. I can't.
No.
Yes.
Oh, God.
You can't pick nothing.
All right.
Make it end.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Blow your nose in the bread.
I don't even want to. Go ahead. Get my nose on. A sandwich isn't a sandwich.
Mike, open your eyes.
Now, Mike, you got to look at it. Oh, wait, you got more?
Sure.
Oh.
He's got more than him.
I got two pieces of bread, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. That's,
oh, my
not
God.
Green enough.
Rob, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you, Rob.
I'm sorry, Bob.
You're just pushing my buttons all over the place. An open face sandwich, Rob.
God, Rob.
Oh, there he goes again.
Oh.
Okay, all right, that's plenty.
Thank you.
I'm satisfied that that's
thank
enough.
Wow. Oh, look at that.
Like a
look
oh.
at that.
Wow.
Look at that. Isn't that
oh
incredible?
My God.
Believe
he's
it's
taking,
not butter.
He's taking
okay,
piece.
Put it together. We see.
This is easy, putting it with bread, you know. Put some mayo. You know, you can disguise it. I want to see.
Shut up, Teddy. Right.
Teddy, this is plenty gross. Teddy, take a look at it.
All
right, Teddy, you changed your mind now that you've seen what's
that,
in the sandwich?
That is more green than I first thought.
That,
so,
that is
all right.
That is nasty.
All right,
that nasty, Buzz?
Yes, it is.
D.A. Yeah. Nick, go ahead. Have
all right,
one.
Go ahead.
Oh, my God.
He's eating the sandwich. He is eating the snot sandwich. There's the second bite. The second bite.
Tim, you got to look at this.
Yeah, Tim, please, you have to look at it.
No, you don't, Tim.
I'm not a judge.
No, but come on. You have to validate this for our audience. There will be... Oh. He's wiping his nose on the sandwich.
It's listening.
It is listening.
Rob, you asked for presentation.
You know, all technically
phenomenal presentation.
Technically, all you had to do is come down here and eat a booger.
This is, you gotta get, I mean, on yeah. originality, oh, on creativity.
I am telling
it's a
you.
Strong performance right here.
I am telling you now.
And I feel like I'm in a booth.
I don't think that I look at the rules. I don't think I can end the contest now.
No.
I
no,
can't.
You gotta wait till the end of the show, I think, right?
However, I'm gonna tell you that you're gonna get a goddamn outstanding grade from
you
me.
You can't argue with this guy's presentation. Now, like, how you doing?
How's it tasting?
I've had this taste in my mouth before.
Oh! He just keeps getting better.
Does have a certain wine to it.
Goddamn.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
God damn it.
Wow.
Tim, what are your thoughts, Tim? Tim Stickney, TV star.
Yeah, happy to be associated.
When I saw him in the lobby, I thought, you know... I heard him say he couldn't pick, and I thought, man, he came up here and he's going to punk out.
Right.
And I couldn't look.
Teddy, you're a TV star. What are your thoughts?
Excellent performance so far. The color and clarity of the booger was I'm very impressed. And if I get in the contest now, it's going to be my choice.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you, Teddy.
Accordingly.
Buzz, what are your thoughts?
I give him a very high score, both for a presentation.
Oh, he's
and,
not done yet. He's still eating.
Right?
Yeah. He's still eating.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering your thoughts on the overall presentation.
The production, presentation, and attitude, you have to rank him very strongly.
And Mike?
Hi.
I know you're the one who's most troubled by this.
As troubled as I am, I have to tell you that as far as originality and concept, this guy has just catapulted himself to the very top of the list, in my opinion. I mean, comedy has a place in this contest, not just shoving your finger up there and eating it.
Now, this guy has taken it to a new level.
He really, he's going to be tough to beat.
I can't believe it's
the bar has been raised.
Okay.
The finger has been raised.
We've seen enough. Please.
Oh, is that you making that sound, sir? Was
no,
that you
was
doing
me.
A little...
That was me.
I'm sorry. That was just Tim.
Vote, everybody, please vote for contestant number 3.
All right.
Remember, you're voting on a 1 to 10 scale.
D.A. Nick, right?
Right.
D.A. Nick.
That's correct.
Contestant number 3. All right. Thank you, D.A. Nick. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah,
thank you very
great
much. Presentation.
Fantastic job.
And incidentally, that's Tim and that's Terry. They are from...
Teddy,
excuse me. From One Life to Live.
Right. So many names.
Thank you. Please leave the effing studio right now.
Thank you.
Now,
we're going to do a quick version of the mystery guest.
Well,
and Tim and Teddy, you guys can play as well. Yes. Okay?
Very good.
You can move
Teddy, you want your
microphone?
Excellent.
Move Teddy back on the booger microphone. Here's the deal. You can call 877-692-1027. You can call 877-365-3636.
Wow.
Or you can call 202-432-1067. We will take live calls right now. Give someone on the telephone 10 guesses to figure out who the mystery guest is.
Very good.
The mystery guest's voice will be harmonized. Mike, as well as Tim and Teddy, will be able to ask questions, and so will Buzz to help out the listener.
Very good.
Let's get a contestant here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
This is Chris from New Jersey.
Chris.
He just ruined my lunch, but that guy's my pick.
Yeah. Chris, do you want to play the mystery guest game?
Sure.
All right, you're going to play for... Well, hold on. If you just called to say he ruined your lunch, maybe I should get somebody who's really calling for the contest.
Yeah, yeah, somebody who's really ready to go.
All right, thank you, though, Chris. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, why are you calling?
I want to try and guess the mystery caller.
Beautiful. Gotcha. And you're playing for $100.
Very good.
What is your name?
My name is Frank.
Frank, where are you from?
I'm from Long Island, New York.
All right, now, Frank, we're going to give you 10 questions.
I recommend an open-faced sandwich for lunch today.
We'll give you 10 questions.
Okay.
Keep in mind that if at any time you get stumped, you can ask either Mike or Buzz or Teddy or Tim, the soap opera guys, to ask a question as well.
Okay. You learned after the crappy call of the other guy, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, okay. Now, I don't think you're going to be able to hear the mystery guest's voice. I'm going to relay his answer to you.
Very good.
Let's now pot up the phone and let's see if the harmonizer is working. Let's say, hello, mystery guest.
Hello, mystery guest.
Wow. Well, that was me.
No, that was the mystery caller.
Hi, mystery guest.
Hi.
You know, I really think for just to be, well, I mean, they'll probably be audible, but I always think it works better if it's a little lower.
Can we make it, Mike Friedman, our engineer, can you make it lower instead of, like, chipmunking?
Sure, like that, you know, like they do on, the Discovery Channel.
Can we make it like he's a, like someone who's in protection?
Yeah, put the body in the trunk, and I probably killed 14 people.
Can we try it like that? Let's see. Hello, mystery guest, can you say something else, please?
James Earl Jones.
It's still too high.
Yes. Maybe I asked for too much.
No, you didn't. No, it's an easy one, right? You just turn the knobs.